Wheeler Walker Jr.'s latest album, All Wheeler, is a throwback country record produced by Grammy Award winner Dave Cobb. Wheeler sees his music as an update of classic country, infused with the attitude of gangster rap records that he grew up with back in the early 90s. Old Wheeler will be performing at Revolution Hall on the 20th of August, prior to his dates opening for Kid Rock in the fall. I'm Gregory Day. Thanks for tuning in. Wheeler's also a podcaster and just launched season 2 of the Wheeler Walker Jr. podcast. He's featured many country legends on the show, including Billy Joe Shaver, who wrote songs for the classic Waylon Jennings LP, Honky Tonk Heroes, regarded as one of the most important albums in the history of country music. We begin with Wheeler's thoughts on connecting with the songwriting legend.
Today's a big day for you. You've launched the second season of your podcast. Just listen to the first episode. It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And you got the Portland podcast. Hey, are we on now?
Yes.
Okay. That was a strong beginning. Alright, cool.
It was.
Bitch better have my money. Y'all don't know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my bluff. Pay me what you owe me.
I really enjoyed the first season. What really surprised me was that you're speaking to a legend, Billy Joe Shaver.
I've actually known him for a little bit. And did you see the animated show that told the story? What was that show? They did a show about like kind of outlaw legends on a cable network. But a buddy record. You gotta watch it. They like Billy Joe and some of Waylon's buddies. All these old outlaws kind of told their stories. And the guy who did Beavis and Butthead animated all their stories.
Oh, Mike Judge. Judge.
Yeah,
yes.
and they Tales from the Tour Bus is what it's called.
Right.
And, I always wondered how, whenever I see Billy Joe, I shook his hand. He had some fingers missing. They tell the story of how he lost him in that show.
So right.
Now
yeah.
I know. Yeah.
He's a legend. I could really hear the excitement when you were speaking to him. I could hear the excitement in your voice.
Oh, totally. Well, people say, you probably hear it now, too. Waylon, you have Honky Tonk Heroes, Waylon's record.
Yes.
Honky Tonk Heroes.
His best.
That's all Billy Joe songs.
Right.
So that's where I love, that's my favorite Billy. And that and Billy Joe's first album are two of the cornerstones of what I do. It's a little cleaner than me.
Right. You talked about Long in the Tooth being one of his best releases, and you're right. You can hear such character in his voice. That is a great album.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I kind of judge artists by in some weird way about the age gap between their first good album and their last good album, and Billy Joe's up there at the best with that one, being his age now and putting out that great first record, that he did.
Right,
it's got to be, what, 50 years to 20, maybe not that long, but certainly a long time.
Yeah, it's incredible.
In the Neil Young, Dylan range, certainly.
I bought a brand new Amobile, custom made, twas flat Deville. Powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button, you can hear her sing. No, you can't catch me. No, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, I'm going like a cool breeze.
To me, podcast was never something I really wanted to do, but it's just with mainstream country and radio ignoring me, it was a friend's suggestion of just a way to, because I gotten so much attention from being on big podcasts like Joe Rogan and Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer, those kind of guys, that they started suggesting me just do one of my own, so it is a good way to kind of bypass the what they call that mainstream media, and the part I didn't know, you had to book guests. I gotta call up all my buddies and not all of them, or like you said, or just rent. Lance Armstrong is not a friend of mine. Maybe he is now, but it was just a friend of a friend. And I was playing a gig in Austin, and Lance said, "Lance Armstrong wants to go on the podcast." I said, "All right."
No, well, I think it's great that you gave him a voice, you know, because so many people have dismissed him, and he was such an inspiration for so many people, and he raised so much money.
Yeah, I've got to say, from being with him, I'm with you on that. Like, he certainly seems like, wouldn't you say he's done a lot more good than harm?
Right, exactly.
Getting the word out on testicular cancer is not a bad thing either, so you got to, I'm a hero as well.
Right. Now, you also had Leanne Womack on the show. Now, she came to Portland. She played a very small, intimate venue. All the Trouble is fantastic. We previewed it on KBTV. I'm just amazed she played a venue that small. But, you know.
That was definitely one of the ones where I sat down with her. I'm like, oh, man, I'm a real big. That one was in person. I was like, oh, man, I'm a real big fan. Like, and I got to pretend like that. You know, I got to ask questions that the audience would want to know, but I really have my own personal questions, you know. She's just a, you know, and you sit down with people who are so as good as me and Womack, your main questions in your head are just like, why are you so awesome and that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
That's the weird thing about 2018. You're playing music, you're saying nothing more. Now I'm like I'm a broadcaster.
No, I really enjoyed your Spotify commentaries, too. Those were quite funny. Believe it or not, a lot of his fans actually listened to those.
Yeah, I was going to say, as you could hear on the commentary, I'm like, who the fuck is listening to this? But, you know, if people listen to it, a spin's a spin, right? You know, in this day and age. I actually made that thing probably in the same way I make my records, which is no one's going to listen to this. As you can probably tell, so you know, I think that's the best way to be creative is just assume you know your audience is zero, and you're only doing it for yourself.
You know,
I mean, that's really where my music comes from is just playing it. I really only wanted to play it, you know, play it to me and my friends. If other people dig it, all the better. I walked out of the studio with that first record under my arms on like a hard drive, you know, like, and I remember telling the producer, Dave Kyle, I remember telling him like, it's a bummer no one's going to hear it, you know, and then I was like, you know what, it's the same thing I said before, but I don't know what year that was, I guess it was 2 years ago, I was like, you know what, 2016, I just put it on myself, see if people dig it, and they did. Yeah, it is nice to finally play songs like that in a giant arena setting, which is where I always figured I'd be.
Left me on the curb, just my dick in my hand. Now you've got a new guitar. Do you have a name for your guitar, like Willie? Like Willie named his guitar the Trigger?
No,
you gotta come up with one.
Right now, it's just hand me that thing.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good idea. I'm gonna name it. How about
Buffalo? I approve that. Yes, great job.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Now
although that could be weird when you walk in the room, like there's Wheeler playing in Buffalo.
You never know. You never know with Wheeler Walker or Wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. I can tell you your name, man. I appreciate that.
Being on the road, it sure gets a long way. What surprised me today was hearing how many Canadian fans you have out there.
They keep asking me to come up to Canada, but they got it. You know, I think they need to move it. It's too far. Are you from Canada?
No, I'm English, but
you kind of lost the accent a little bit, right?
Right, now I've lived in the States for quite a while. Spent a lot of time in the South, Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia. Okay, my sister lives in Georgia. But the Brits, we have a fascination with that old-time Western rock and, you know, that old-time Western music.
That's the thing. I mean, that's really where it all started, right? It was the Beatles and the Stones playing that American music they loved and selling it back to us. And then listening to that, we're listening to a copy of a copy, basically, you know. I mean, probably the first country I heard, I mean, obviously I heard a lot of country growing up in Kentucky. My parents playing it too, but also as a fan on my own, I probably heard, you know, I was telling a friend the other day, probably the first time I heard Buck Owens was Ringo singing him, you know? or he did Act Nicely, right? With the Beatles. And, you know, probably the first time I really heard, you know, kind of what you would call maybe hardcore country, probably, you know, Stones or maybe, you know, Wild Horses or something like that, you know.
Right.
And a lot, you know, Keith Richards loved, you know, that country stuff.
So. Oh, yes. He also wrote a great biography. I'm making my way through that right now. It's a huge book.
Didn't you say Mick Jagger's a small bit?
I haven't got to that part yet.
I think that's what got him in trouble. I don't know. If me and my band made $10 billion, I'd be quiet about the singer's dick personally.
Right.
Girls I used to jack off to when I skipped the class are now hitting me up for backstage pass.
I was in a, I wouldn't say a bad place, but I was kind of down after my last tour. And I was like, you know, maybe I'll just pack it in. Yeah, I kind of had enough. And a buddy of mine, he's in pretty high up in the industry, like, you can't do it, man. We need you out there fighting this fight. And I'm like, you know what? This is a war, and I got to go out there and fight it, you know, because the real great artists who are, you know, the good ones, can't. It's not really okay for them to rip on these other artists, but I don't give two shits. I'll pop it out whoever the fuck I want. You know?
Right.
I mean, when people, you know, I've had people from Florida George Lines camp, like, reach out to me, like, you know, you gotta lay off these guys. I'm like, I don't think I do shit.
Right, no.
I go, you know what, tell them to make some better music, and then I'll shut up.
You know, it's weird. It seems like you're everywhere now. You're going to be on the Boomtime podcast with Flew the Bork, who's everywhere now. He's a huge star, both in television. I mean, I see him in so many different shows, and you're there.
Oh,
and
you
did Marin recently, one of the best Mark Maron episodes ever.
Yeah, by the way, here's some insider info. So here's what happened was I had a deal to make a Wheeler Walker Jr. TV special. This was a Showtime.
Okay? Oh, Showtime, right.
So we start, and they pulled the plug, and I have no idea why. My guess is I was too controversial for them. But my point is that, so I was shooting that Marin interview. We were shooting it people always, you know, ask me online, like, why was Marin so mean to me?
Yeah, but we figured it out. I think most people knew.
Exactly, but the thing was, that was a scene for the TV special. We were shooting it, and before we started, I said, just be real mean to me. And I give him all the credit in the world for him just airing the podcast, which I thought was awesome.
He was a great straight man.
Yeah, he was really, really funny, man. I wish we could use that footage, but, you know, I ain't got enough money to buy Showtime yet, but I'll get it.
I got about 100 friends outside. Wait, you fit them in, too? We're lazy, y'all. We're raising your hand if you're a female in the audience. My fucking plan did not work at all. God damn. It's supposed to be. This is a bunch of songs. I wrote a bunch of songs trying to get pussy. Every show I go to, about fucking 90% dudes. But guess what? We're gonna have fun anyway, man. We'll jack each other off. That's fun enough.
Another great reason to listen to your podcast is you hear the stripped-down versions of your songs, too. You get a lot of flack about your lyrical content, but it's beautiful music. You don't really get the credit you deserve. You've got this wonderful voice and just
Thank you, man. Taste for melody.
I've
been waiting 2 years for somebody to tell me that. Yeah, I'm with you on this. I mean, to me, it's all about the music and the singing pretty songs. And, you know, the fact that I don't censor my lyrics, to me, is the least interesting part, but that seems to be all the press seems to be about. But, you know,
Redneck Shit's a great song. It's just a great, great country song.
Thanks, man. You know, that was a demo I had, and Pop, I didn't want to record it. I thought it was too basic, you know, just kind of plain.
Very simple.
And he's like, taught me into recording it. And he's the kind of producer where if he says he wants to record it, you listen to him, because it means he's got an idea in his head, you know.
I also think it's interesting you have these famous fans that don't admit to being fans, but I think you're bigger than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, I wish you had to pay for your record by percentage of how much you're worth. I'd have a lot more money. But the album should cost double for Stapleton, you know? I'm going to see if I can try that for the next record.
Well, hopefully you end up on a barbecue playlist pretty soon, and maybe you'll get the recognition you deserve.
Yeah, I mean, that one's, like, people don't know what we're talking about possibly, but yeah, that Guy Fieri thing, man, that's dumb. That's what my music's made for, am I right? So I'm sorry that Guy Fieri got caught in the crosshairs, but that was a hard unfollow. I told Twitter to kick him off, but it's apparently on his side, which pisses me off, you know?
Like, right.
Twitter needs to pick a side here, because they know I'm right.
Absolutely. I don't know what's on this playlist, but if you're not on it, I shudder to think, really.
Yeah, Uncle Crackhead was on it, so I'm going to tell you all you need to know.
But who makes you laugh? Who do you think is really funny? Who can you recommend? Besides Bill Burr.
That's a good question. You know who I think is kind of funny standing up there right now? I just watched his Netflix special. Besides Bill Burr's at the top too, but Dave Chappelle, man, he's
the best.
I think he's on a different level than everyone else at this moment.
You know, I get so much more than comedy from Chappelle's specials, too. He's very philosophical and grounded.
Richard Pryor used to do the same kind of thing. It's almost like you were, at a sermon or something, it's like going to church. You know, that's what made that Chappelle special so great, I thought, was the moments of seriousness made it even funnier when you went back to the joke.
Now, you're gearing up for this big tour with Kid Rock. What's your relationship with him?
I opened a few shows for him last summer, and while I was playing the shows, he asked if I'd want to open for him, and I said, yeah, hell yeah. And then I think he ended up taking this band Midland instead, and then some more dates came up that he was doing, and he asked me to do them, and I said, like I said, I was just like, anyone who's got the balls to put me up before him in an arena, I got to give him credit for that because there's like, I'm telling you, not as a joke, I've literally never opened up for anybody. I mean, other than him, it's like, no one will have me. Everyone's scared they're going to lose fans by having me. So if you have me, I can only say thanks. I mean, cause people don't know my music. My music doesn't sound like his, but it might have, it's country with an edge, certainly. So,
with an edge, yeah. With an edge, exactly. Yeah. You're an outlaw.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't consider myself an outlaw, but I mean, if the competition's Luke Bryan, I guess I am an outlaw.
Yeah, this is great. You're finally getting it. This exposure.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's just weird to me too that we're in this day and age. I can't curse because I actually love hip hop. The good stuff. But it's so dirty. And right. It's so huge. It's like, why can't you do that in country music? And no one has yet to give me a logical explanation. The young kid, there's a lot of young kids out there in country who, it's my two favorites right now are Coulter, who I talked about before, and Tyler Childers is great. Tyler's from kind of right around where I'm from, and Sturgill did his record, and he's kind of blowing up right now too, and he's amazing. I mean, I'm always listening to every type of new music. I mean, I was listening to, I still love Random Jewels. I think they're awesome. I've actually spoken to Killer Mike a couple times about, trying to do something. And,
Killer Mike?
Yeah. And he's they're the best, I think, out there right now doing that kind of stuff. And
right.
I'm trying to listen to less country because it's just trying to find a new good country artist. It's like trying to find a little. Can you give me that for here? Like trying to find it.
Oh, yeah.
Like digging for gold, I don't know.
There's a lot of recommendations there on savingcountrymusic.com. I think that's a great website, and they do not hold back ripping these pop country artists. They're like you, except I would say they're a bit more vicious. I really enjoy that.
More vicious than me, all right.
Yes.
I mean, you got to get up early to do that.
Thank you so much, Wheeler. This was a lot of fun. Great to connect with you. Big fan.
Cool, man. Where's the show again?
In Portland. It's going to be at Revolution Hall August 20th. It's a great venue. It's mid-size, so you get that intimate feeling, but it's big enough to where you get that sort of like a real rock show kind of vibe.
Good venue. Good venue.
Oh, fantastic. One of my favorite venues in town.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, yeah. I had a blast. I haven't played Portland in a couple of years. I'm psyched to go back.
Yes, no.
It'll be a fun one, yeah.
It's going to be great. Can't wait. Thanks so much, Wheeler. Real pleasure.
Appreciate it, dude.
All right.
Thanks for being a legit fan. Those are hard to come by.
Love
thanks,
it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, man.
Cheers.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. I'm Gregory Day. If you'd like to reach me, please shoot me an email at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back next Monday with YouTube star Flew the Borg. Can't wait.
So I guess you're really gone, and I best be moving on. And I gotta get myself back in the game. While Rita's blowing me, I miss you desperately. I'm screwing Mary Lou. All I do is sling about you while I'm sucking on Tanya's tits. Still not sure why we called it quits. No, I just can't seem to fuck you off of my mind. No, I just can't seem to fuck you off of my mind. Well, I'm trying to forget you're not around, but everywhere